Skirmishes broke out between the Assembly of Forces for Change, known by its French acronym RFC, and government forces around the town of Aramcole. The violence started despite calls by RFC leaders that they wanted to hold talks with government leaders in the Chadian capital, Djamena. Several rebel groups resumed attacks last week after a one-month lull that followed an unfulfilled peace agreement signed in Libya. A rebel spokesman, Makaila Ngebla, says the two other rebel groups who have been engaged in fighting were forced to stop offensives last week after Chadian government forces deployed heavy firepower backed by French military surveillance flights. But he says many of the rebels are regrouping along the border with Sudan, and the separate rebel factions are trying to team up for a new offensive. He warns full-scale attacks could begin in the next few days. During the violence last week, Chad's army was engaged on several fronts. The mainly ethnic Tama rebel group, the United Front for Change, entered the Tama-dominated area of Guretta last week after government forces pulled out to fight rebels from another group, the United Forces for Democracy and Development, further south. Many of the rebel groups have splits within their own movements, with some of their members in favor of talks and others all-out violence to topple Chadian President Idriss Déby. A UFDD leader, Amin Bendarka, says the government needs to show good faith, stop its military operations, and resume setting up commissions to discuss power sharing and disarmament. Meanwhile, aid workers say they need a return to peace as well to help the hundreds of thousands of displaced people who have fled fighting in Chad and neighboring Sudan. Annette Rell is a spokeswoman for the UN Refugee Agency.
We hope that the fighting will end soon and that the parties will soon find ways back their way to dialogue and to peace.
She says fighting and the movements of soldiers and rebels has blocked off access to refugee camps, making it more difficult to reach Chad's internally displaced.
We are also hindered in getting to the IDPs, which is a little bit more complicated than getting to refugee camps, because the internally displaced Chadians are not living in specific sites all over. They also do live in over 200 villages between Abishe and the Sudanese border.
The European Union has been trying to organize a 3,700-member peacekeeping force to deploy in Chad, but has faced logistical and financial delays to deploy. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.